Ah, it still works.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Yes.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
It works, Zoltan. Can you believe I have not used this dictaphone since you gave it to me that Christmas? You were 7 then. That makes it, can you believe, 14 years old, and it still works. Although, I don't know if these little cassettes are sold anymore, nor even where I'd get them in this County Kilkenny. It is a strange place, with this Glenmore down a deep hole between the hills. It's all very different landscape from our flat Hungarian prairies, but it is pretty, so green it hurts your eyes. I wish you could see it. When I arrived, the boss's wife, Marie Cleary, told me to make sure I turn the electric blanket off when I come back from the pub tonight. As if I would go to a pub on my own on a Sunday night. I didn't tell her how offended I was, as it is my first night. But how rude. Odd-looking female. So unkempt. With hair like a child has scribbled it onto her head. It is surprising she is married at all, though her face is not unattractive. Oh, and then she pointed to a little electric water boiler, a kettle, she called it, that she has left in my room, and she told me I can help myself to tea and coffee in the drawer. Can you believe this is how she welcomes people, telling them to make their own drinks and leaving kitchen appliances in their rooms and not inviting them to a guest table? And not to mention the awful poster of a DJ over my bed. She has this picture in every room in the house, and in the living room it is in a golden frame. And this DJ, he is carrying a big stick and looks very threatening and aggressive. What a strange thing to put on the walls, and what a strange DJ. I never saw one with such a menacing demeanor. It says his name is Carey, but I've never heard of him. Thank God. Perhaps I am just tired, my little Zoli, my little angel, and things will seem better in the morning. Tomorrow is my first day picking mushrooms, the first day of my new life, and that is making me nervous. I hope this Kilkenny adventure will be more successful than my past few months of my travels since I left our village. Budapest, Bratislava, Prague, and nowhere gave me peace. Perhaps this Glenmore will be my place. Anyway, having this dictaphone in my hand feels like a little piece of you is here with me, and I will sleep well in that knowledge. Kisses.
Fancy making me a cup of tea, young one?
No.
What's up with you?
Nothing. I still got things to do, Damien. I was tied up all afternoon with getting the room ready for that Hungarian one.
Aggie?
Yeah, Aggie.
You don't mind me inviting her up here to stay, do you? I just didn't think it was right to have her down to prefabs with the men.
It's fine. She's very pretty.
Is she? I didn't notice.
You did so.
Yeah, she's groomed, I'll give her that.
Did she tell you that she was a vet?
I wouldn't believe that. Who ever heard of a vet going around with a beehive, tattooed on eyebrows and plastic nails painted in stars? It isn't how we usually see the get-up of Pat Reedy.
No, it isn't. Though you've noticed a lot of details about someone you don't think is pretty.
What's all this about?
Nothing.
Come here.
No, Damien.
All right, if you don't want to.
Look, we'll try on Wednesday. It's the best day this month.
It's not always about having a baby, Mary.
It is for me.
Yeah, I know.
I'm tired, Damien. I told you I had to get the spare room ready for that Hungarian woman.
Aggie.
I had to dress the bed and put the blanket on and find a kettle to give her. I scoured the house for a spare kettle, but in the end I had to go borrow one from Kate across the way. But sure, I suppose we can't have the woman cold down in the room. Though, well, she might be in a skirt that short. I'm sure it is more than mushroom picking she came to Glenmore for.
Mushroom picking is what the agency sent her to do. Her English is fluent, though. It might be good to get her to help out with a bit of admin. You know, translations and stuff. We'll see. Anyway, it's better to have her up here in the house. It wouldn't feel right having her down in the prefabs with the lads.
She might like it. You know what these Eastern European women are like.
And what are they like? Come on. Come here, young one.
And I'm not one of them.
What? What's wrong with you this evening? This month, even?
Nothing. I'm going to make tea. Do you want one?
No.
Hi, Damien.
Good morning, Aggie. I hope you slept well last night.
Yes, thank you. It was very comfortable.
And you're settling in well here?
Yes. It is rather cold, however, isn't it, for March?
Do you think? I think it's too warm. I didn't even bring me cap.
I had been hoping to go for a walk on my lunch break and see the village. When do you think it will stop raining?
Next June, if we're lucky, for a few days. Welcome to Ireland, Aggie. Look, if you don't mind me saying, you might be more comfortable and warmer wearing jeans and a jumper. It isn't, well, like, it isn't a nightclub in here.
You don't like my clothes?
Oh, I like them. They're, well, they're very, very fetching. I just don't think they're, well, you know, like, practical.
Not practical?
For picking mushrooms. You might be cold and the lads, you know. Well, I don't think it's right to have you down here with the lads if you're, well...
What?
Look, Aggie, what about today if you do a bit of interpretation and translation for me? I need you to get some information from the three new Latvian men for our employment records. You could go round with the forms and translate. And tomorrow come down in your jeans and we'll sort you out with the mushrooms.
You want me to translate?
Yeah, your English is excellent. It'll be no bother to you.
Thank you, Damien, but I don't speak Latvian.
I appreciate that, but they all speak Russian.
Yes, the majority of Latvians do.
Good, so you shouldn't have any problem.
No problem. Damien, I don't speak Russian either.
No?
No, I'm Hungarian. I speak English and a little German, but that's all.
But aren't Hungarian and Russian more or less the same? There can't be that much difference. I wasn't hungry in Russia for years.
Sorry? No, and no. Russian and Hungarian are totally different languages. There's no relation between them at all. I'm sorry, Damien, I can't interpret for the Latvians.
All right, I see. Well, so we'll get your own paperwork sorted out at least.
Certainly. I have all my identification papers here. I had them officially translated into English. Everything I need for work here in the UK.
Here in the UK? What do you mean? You're in Ireland.
Well, Ireland is in the UK, no?
No, it is not.
But you know what I mean, in Britain.
Nor is it in Britain. Ireland is in Ireland, nowhere else. And if it was somewhere else, the last place it would be Britain or the UK.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to upset you.
You're not upsetting me. I'll have a look at your papers. I'm sure they'll be fine.
I think the rain has stopped.
Yeah, for now. I tell you what, Aggie. Why don't you take this opportunity to go home and change into a pair of jeans? Go on. We'll sort you out with the mushrooms when you get back.
All right. Thank you, Damien.
Hello, Zoltan. My first morning in Glenmore has already been a strange one. The boss, Damien, sent me home to change my clothes as he was worried I was cold. I wanted to tell him a woman sometimes must suffer lack of comfort in order to look her best, but as it's my first day, I did not want to contradict him. I have changed into my best white skinny jeans and a pretty little sequin top. I'm sure he will approve. Men usually do. At least it gives me the opportunity to see the countryside in the daylight. I wish I could paint with words these fields and their gorgeous green fur. Ah, and their scent. The smell of wet wood and manure. But real country manure, Zoli, like I have never encountered in Hungary. Manure from cows who can feast daily on such green grass. And the air. It tastes of smoke from a distant bonfire and the first buds of spring. It's a rich, moist air, and it licks my face and frizzes my hair. And now I begin to understand Marie Claire's appearance. Oh, Zoltan, I can imagine you here beside me. And when I think of you, I see a young boy jumping into puddles in his little red wellies. Do you remember them? And when we go to...
Hey! Kurvanyad!
It's broken.
Do you remember them? And when we go to...
Hello. Hi. Hi, Zoltan. Some crazy driver just flushed a puddle of water over me. I thought your dictaphone was broken. But it is not. You're still with me. I think it was Marie Cleary driving that jeep. That woman is not normal. Okay, I must get back to work. Talk to you later, my love.
The Clare Road Home, 4:30 till 7, weekdays on KCLR with Roddy.
Hi, love. You're just in time. Chef's special. Ratatouille and sausages.
I love it when it's your turn to cook. You're a much better chef than I am.
Yep, you're a very lucky woman. How was camogie practice?
Good. The rain stayed away for a couple of hours. Aoife Hogan was in flying form. That girl will get us into the finals, no bother.
Of course she will. Do you want a glass of wine?
Go on.
There you go. And one for me. Cheers.
Sláinte.
You finished very late.
I was up in Thomastown.
All right. What for?
Well, I got my hair done.
Oh, that's what's up with it. I thought you left the window down the jeep. What? Sorry, look, it suits you. It's lovely, sorry. That came out wrong. I had a long day.
Yeah? What were you doing that you don't do every day?
I was sorting out Aggie's paperwork for a start.
Were you? She didn't seem to be doing much work herself. I saw her sauntering up Kill Hill at 10:30 this morning, talking away into a dictaphone of all things. Why wasn't she at work?
I sent her home to get changed. She turned up in one of those belt for skirts. But then she came back in a pair of sprayed on white jeans that were soaking wet.
Oh, did she now?
She said she got a wing of water from a puddle. I had to put her in my old overalls. I think that's the best solution for now.
You had to put her in your old overalls?
You know what I mean. I gave her a loan of them.
Huh. And what do you think she was doing with that dictaphone? I'm not sure that I trust her, Damien. I've heard stories about these Eastern European women.
I know. They might look great, but they're all nuts.
Look great?
Well, you can't deny she's a looker.
I'm not denying it. You're the one who said you hadn't noticed. I can't eat this. I'm not hungry.
Oh, come on, Mary. Don't start.
I'm not starting anything. I'm doing the wash up and then I'm going to shower and do my hair. Apparently it's a state.
What? I never said it was a state. Mary. Oh, forget it. I'm going out to check on that heifer and calf. I'll be back later.
Damien.
Hello?
Oh, it's you.
Yes, me. Marie.
It's pronounced Mary, as in I'm married to Damien.
Yes. Mary, I... There was an accident.
That's one of my signed DJ Carey posters. What are you after doing to it?
I'm very sorry. I was using the electric water boiler for my facial, but it switches off all the time. So I had to do it over and over again. And I think the steam loosened the adhesive on the poster and it fell off the wall and into my foot basin. I'm very sorry.
You'd want to be.
Is he a very famous DJ?
It's signed to me, personally.
Maybe if I can put it here, by the radiator, it will dry out. The ink has not run so much. There. Only his big stick got wet. Not too much of the writing. You can still see that he is a DJ. I like your haircut.
He's a hurler, not a DJ. DJ is his name.
Ah.
You notice my hair?
Of course.
It's more than my husband did.
It is better than it was. But I think you could go shorter for a pixie cut. You have such lovely cheekbones.
What's the point?
You are the point. You are a beautiful woman. You should show this. If you want, I can cut your hair for you.
What?
Earlier this year, I worked in a hairdressing salon in Budapest for some months. I was only an apprentice, but I learned a lot.
Oh, you're a hairdresser now. I thought you were a vet.
I am. I always wanted to be a hairdresser and a beautician. But because I had brains, my family pushed me to be a vet. And I spent my life looking after pampered pets instead of pampering people. And when I moved to our capital city earlier this year, I found a job washing hair in a salon. Do you have a scissors?
Oh, why not? It's already a Hanes. Here.
Good. Can you sit down here? Don't worry, just relax, really. I know what I'm doing. I'm very good at this. It will only take a minute.
I must be mad. I suppose you can't do any more damage. He already hates it.
Head down. Relax.
If you really are a vet, why did you end up washing hair in Budapest and now picking mushrooms here in Glenmore?
Something bad happened in my life. I left my husband, and I didn't want to live in my town without a husband. I felt naked, with everyone looking at me and feeling sorry for me. So I moved to Budapest. But it was worse. And then to Prague, and then to Bratislava. But those places were no better. So, last month in Slovakia, I saw an agency advertisement for workers in Ireland and decided to come here, to the edge of Europe, and be on my own for a little, without people feeling sorry for me for being single.
Feel sorry for you? God, I envy you. You can do what you want, and you don't have people endlessly asking you if you have children.
Oops. Sorry. These scissors are bigger than the ones I usually use. Just a little more here. When I am finished, I think you will certainly catch the eye of that DJ.
DJ Carey? I told you he's a hurler, not a DJ. Best hurler Kilkenny ever produced. Ireland, even.
Hurler?
Yeah, hurling. You know hurling.
Hurling?
Ah, you know, it's like camogie, but for men. Like, I don't know. Ice hockey, but without the ice. Rain instead. Haven't you heard of it?
No.
God.
Sorry. It's a sport.
Yes, and Kilkenny's the best in the world at it. You know, if you want, I could take you to a camogie match on Friday afternoon.
I'm sorry?
A camogie match. You finish early on Friday, so I can take you over after work.
What is it?
Camogie. You know, like the hurling, but for women. I coach the Glenmore under-18s and we've a friendly match against Munkine on Friday. I'll take you over if you'd like. And I'll tell you what, if we win, I'll treat you to a meal up in a pub in Thomastown. John just has a trad session on Friday evenings. It'd be nice for you to hear some Irish music.
That would be very interesting. Thank you.
Good. And leave DJ here with me. He'll be grand once he's dried off. My fault, I should have had that one framed long ago along with the other ones.
Finished. Here, look in the mirror. Do you like it?
I have to hand it to you, Aggie. You're after doing some job, God.
Good. And please, don't go back to your regular hairdresser. It looked like she cut your hair with a knife and fork.
Well, you're direct, Aggie, I'll give you that.
Okay. I must go to bed now. Good night, Mary.
Good night, Aggie. And thank you.
Hello, my darling son. It is Wednesday night and only my fourth night on Cleary's farm. Remember how I told you I cut Mary's hair on Monday? Well, this evening I dyed it and I did her makeup. It is a great improvement. Now, I'm sitting on my bed, looking out the window. And the moon tonight, oh, Zolikam! It is yellow and fat and full, and so bright you can still see the green glow of these fields. It is cold, though, Zoli, and the single pane of glass is no bar to the frost outside. You would not like this hoar of ice, my little angel. You never did like sleeping in a cold room, and on winter nights I would often have to cuddle you tight until little you fell asleep. Do you remember this, Zoli? Do you have memory still? What else can I tell you about here? Mary Cleary is quite pretty now with her makeover, but she still dresses as if she doesn't care what people think of her. And I think this is disrespectful to others and to me. A woman must make an effort. I see such laziness is common in Ireland, however. There are two Irish girls in the mushroom packing room, and they are the same. No makeup, baggy pullovers, and jeans, and they do not watch their diets. Still, when the Irish delivery men come, they flirt with these girls. Though these girls are very loud, telling jokes, giving their opinions, and laughing and teasing the boys, sometimes ordering them about. Hungarian men would not like that. Your father would hate it. Ha! Come to think of it, maybe I should learn something from these Irish women. All right, my darling. I am going to say good night now. You are always with me, Zolikam.
Is that salmon I smell baking?
It might be.
On a Wednesday evening?
Your favourite. Nor salmon stuffed with cream cheese and served with Duchess potatoes, monsieur.
Is it my birthday or something?
Does it have to be?
God, Mary, you look amazing.
Aggie gave me another makeover.
Honest to God, you look like you've walked off a magazine. I've never seen you wear lipstick that red before.
It tastes good, too. You want to try some? And a nice glass of Chablis to wash it down.
Oh, I wouldn't say no.
There you go.
What's all this in there?
Do you have to ask? It's the 25th, Damien.
All right. Yeah. Wednesday, March 25th.
What's wrong?
Nothing. It's Wednesday, March 25th. It's the day I'm to sleep with my wife as decreed by the doctors.
Damien, please.
Look, Mary, I thought we had accepted the fact that the likelihood of us conceiving at this stage is not very high.
It doesn't mean that we have to stop trying.
I think it does. I mean, I want to be with you because I want to be with you. Not because you need a sperm donor on a particular date every month.
It's not like that. But if this is our chance, then we have to take it. Please, Damien.
Sorry, Mary. Look, I think it's better if I go out for a while. One of the heifers is... her tail is up and she's...
Calvin. I know.
I'm sorry, Mary. I'll heat the dinner up later.
Sit down over here by the fire. I've ordered fish and chips. It's all that they do on a Friday. Is that all right with you?
Oh, yes. I always wanted to try fish and chips. But only three chips, please.
Three chips? I don't think they come in threes, Aggie. What'll you have to drink?
Do you think they have rosehip tea?
Do I think John Joe has rosehip tea? I somehow doubt that, Aggie. Look, why don't you have a proper drink? A local one. I'm the one driving. Go on.
Okay. Are the local wines good?
Wines from Thomastown. Aggie, have you not noticed the weather since you arrived in Ireland? Look, sit down, I'll bring you over something.
Okay.
What's wrong now? You look worried.
Is it correct to be in here on our own, Mary? In a pub? Me sitting at the table on my own while you are at the bar? It doesn't give the right impression. What would Damien think? And these people?
Damien? Damien would be delighted to get a break from me for an evening. And it hasn't got anything to do with him or anyone else in this pub. I'll be back in a minute.
Hello, Zoli. Can you believe I am in an Irish pub? A real Irish pub. A single woman sitting on her own in a pub is not so scandalous in Ireland, it seems. Though I'm glad no one from home can see me. It is such a strange crowd. There are teenagers and pensioners in here together in the same pub. And they are sitting together and talking. And the women? There are some sitting on stools at the bar, drinking pints. Yes, pints of beer. And not wearing any makeup or pretty dresses, just jeans and pullovers. And they are joking with the men, like they are friends. And I don't think any of them are here with their boyfriends or husbands. They do not seem to know that they look like prostitutes with such behavior.
Here you are. One fish and three chips.
Oh, thank you. The fish looks delicious. And the drink... Oh, it's beer. A big bottle of beer, just for me.
Yes, it's Smithwick's, a local brew. It'll put hairs on your chest. A joke, Aggie. God, you look horrified. I'm only having you on.
Oh, yes, I see. But beer is full of calories, no?
Ah, get it into you. Here, let me pour it for you. You only live once. You could do with putting on an ounce or two. There's only a bit of you in it.
Thank you. Yes. Oh, yes, very nice. Though, maybe I'll only have a little.
You're very concerned about how you look, Aggie. Though, I have to hand it to you. It pays off. You look fabulous.
Thank you. It takes work.
I'd say it does. Well, well done for putting the effort in. We don't bother so much around here.
Yes, I can see.
Oh, can you now?
I'm sorry. That sounded rude. I didn't mean you, especially. It's just that I don't understand how any of these Irish women manage to find men when they take no time with their physical appearance, with their clothes or makeup.
Well, they do when there's a special occasion. But for most of the time, they just want to relax and be friends with the men in their lives, not feel like they're competing in a beauty contest every day.
That is good, because they would lose.
In Ireland, if a woman goes around dressed provocatively, you know, in short skirts, see-through tops and killer heels, when all she's doing is watching camogie or picking mushrooms, then she gives the impression that, well, like she's in heat.
But that is ridiculous. In Hungary, by dressing up, a woman is showing respect to herself, her man, even her community. It is about presenting yourself in the best light.
There's nothing wrong with looking good, Aggie. It's just that I think in Ireland a woman's personality is also given importance. And I think that's a good thing. We dress in comfort clothes because we feel comfortable about ourselves. More so than my mother's generation, anyway. Though, in fairness, I have to say, we'll probably take a few leaves from your book in the grooming department.
I see.
So, what's the story with that dictaphone yoke? Are you taking notes on us and our strange habits, our slovenly dress?
Oh, no. No notes. Well, I'm recording some impressions about Kilkenny for my son.
Your son? Oh, I didn't think you were a mother.
I'm not.
But you said...
Not that... anymore. Last Christmas, I lost my son, Zoltan, in a car accident. He was 20 years old.
Oh, Aggie. Aggie, I'm so sorry. That must have been awful.
Yes, it was. It is.
And you record messages for him?
It's very silly, I know. He bought me a dictaphone one Christmas when he was a little boy. I brought it with me and... I find recording messages to him helps me in some ways.
I don't know what to say.
You never had children.
I was wondering when you'd ask me that. No, it seems that Damien and I are unable to have children.
And he doesn't mind?
Damien? Well, yes, he minds. He'd have loved to have had children. But he's, well, I suppose he's been better at accepting the situation. I think it's harder for us, you know, us women. I don't feel complete never having given birth.
But your marriage will survive. You don't need a child to keep your husband.
To keep Damien? I'd have a hard time getting rid of him. We'll be okay. Things have been a bit hard with all the IVF and that, but he loves me. I love him. We'll be all right.
You're very lucky.
Lucky?
Your husband loves you, with or without children. I was married to Zoltan's father for 20 loveless years. We married and stayed together just for Zoltan's sake. But neither of us loved each other. In fact, we didn't even like each other. And when Zoltan passed, well, there was no point in the pretense anymore. My husband went to his mistress, who was quickly pregnant.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry that I got rid of this awful man. I'm happy about this. I'm not so happy to be single. That's the tragedy.
Losing your son is a tragedy, Aggie. But being single, I think it's great. Looks to me like you can do what you want now, go where you want, and you don't have to play pretend house with an unfaithful husband anymore. There's nothing to be ashamed of. It's something to be proud of. You need to concentrate on you now.
Maybe. Yes. Maybe I do. We'll drink to that. How you say? Sláinte.
Sláinte. Punch that old fella when he asked if you were over here pole dancing. And then when you said, actually, I'm a vet, his face.
He was very rude.
Mary, I've been trying to ring your phone all evening.
The battery's dead. What's wrong, Damien?
The heifer is calving and I can't contact Pat Reedy. She's in difficulty. Look, Aggie, if you're really a vet, I'll need your hand with this one.
A bovine birth? I haven't attended one of those since my university. I ran a small domestic animal practice with my husband, Damien. I'm not sure I can.
I need your help, Aggie. That poor cow isn't going to make it otherwise.
I'll see what I can do.
Thanks, Aggie. I'll go see if I can find Reedy.
There, there. Poor thing. You have lived. You will go on with your life, my good girl. My good cow. I'm so sorry about your baby.
You did all you could, Aggie.
Yes, but it wasn't enough.
Pat Reedy's scuttered down in Mulligan's. He's no good to anyone.
Oh, you love. I don't think he could have done anything anyway. The calf was breached and the umbilical cord was around his neck. There wasn't much we could do for him.
The heifer was in great difficulty. I could not do anything to save the calf. The poor little thing died.
If it wasn't for Aggie, we'd have lost a heifer too, Mary. And that would have cost us.
Poor cow. She's exhausted. And no doubt depressed.
Depressed?
They do have emotions. Don't you, my pet? I am sorry about your little one. But I am glad you have lived. In time, you will go out to the field again and feast on that rich Kilkenny grass. And you will go bulling too. Won't you, my pet? Your poor little calf... But you will live on, my beauty.
Are you all right, Aggie?
Yes. Yes, I think I'd better go in and wash. And I need to think.
You sure you're all right, Aggie? Do you want me to walk back to the house with you?
No, I'll be fine, Damien. Please, just let me to my thoughts.
All right. Good night, Aggie.
Good night, Mary. Damien.
She's a good woman. And a good vet. But I'll tell you one thing. These Eastern European women are strange.
She's not strange. She's direct, that's all. She says what she thinks. There's nothing wrong with that.
You've changed your tune about her.
I come to know her. So, will that heifer be all right?
Right as rain in a few days. Thanks, Aggie.
Yeah. Thanks to Aggie.
Right. Where do we go in?
Damien.
What?
Damien, I love you.
What? What's brought this on?
I just wanted to say it, that's all.
Come here to me, young man. I know you do. And I love you. You wild woman, you.
Stop messing up me hair. Damien, I need you to know that you're the most important thing to me. And sometimes I'm so stupid I forget that.
Mary.
No, just let me say it. I'm lucky to have you. And if... well, if we can't have children, then so be it. I'll have you instead. You're enough of a child for any woman anyhow.
Hey now.
Come on, let's go back to the house.
Hello there, good morning and welcome along to Walsh on the Wireless. Hopefully we find you in very good form. As usual, well, we're just a phone call.
Come in.
Hi, Maddie. I thought perhaps Damien might be up having his breakfast. I didn't mean to disturb you.
You're not disturbing anything. Come in and sit down. It's unusual to see you down here at this hour. Damien's exhausted after last night's drama. I'm making him breakfast and I... well, I'm going to look after him for a few hours this morning.
I see.
I think Damien and I both need that. He'll be late in, but Tommy Perrott can hold the fort for a little while.
Yes. Sorry, again, about that calf.
Sorry? Aggie, if it wasn't for you, we'd have lost the heifer. And that cow is what matters. There are no apologies needed. Except from Pat Reedy, who scuttered down in Mulligan's. You know, I was thinking you should set yourself up in practice here. There are plenty of jump ship from Reedy. You're very capable.
In fact, Mary, I came to talk to Damien about my job. I had a long think last night and I realised that I need to go home. I need to go back to Hungary. To my life.
Ah, you're not happy here then?
Mary, it has been a big week. But I know my place is not here and this is not my job. I cannot run away from my life just because I am single. Because I lost Zoltan. I need to go home. Be strong. Like the Camogie girls. Like the heifer.
But what will you do at home?
Maybe I will open my own practice in Budapest. Or perhaps I will train as a hairdresser. I will face the future as it reveals itself. By staying here, I'm running away.
I'll be very sorry to see you go, Aggie. You've helped me more than you know.
You've helped me too, Mary.
Come here, give me a hug. Look, hang on a sec. I want you to have my DJ Carey poster.
No, I couldn't.
Really, I know you don't know who he is and all that, but if you get strength from anywhere, you'll get it from a great hurler.
Thank you.
You'll do great. I know you will, but you'll need your strength.
I'll drink my Smiddix for that. It will put hairs on my chest.
You're a great woman, Aggie.
You are too, Mary. Remember that.
Flight E2857 for Budapest is now boarding at gate 13.
Hello, darling Zoli. I am here in Dublin Airport. I may have just lasted a short time in Ireland, but it was quite a journey. And I am laughing now because I am looking at my reflection in these big windows and I see a woman in Mari's baggy trousers and flat shoes. And that woman is me. And I've never felt so comfortable travelling. But don't worry, my little angel. Your mommy is still very pretty. I took my time to do my hair and makeup. Oh, my little Zoltan. I am going home. And I do not know what my future holds. But I know I will be strong enough to deal with it, whatever it is. Because I dealt with losing you. So,
My darling Zolly. Now you can watch your mommy go all the way to the county finals and bury it in the back of the net. Oh, they are calling my flight. I love you, Zolly Cam. And I always will.
You have been listening to Cam, written and produced by Sue Healy. Directed by Jim Nolan. Edited by Eugene Sully. And featuring Madeline Brolly as Aggie, Geraldine Crowley as Mary Cleary, and Michael Power as Damien Cleary. Cow was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.